From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Thousands of first responders who say they got sick from working in the debris of the 9/11 terror attacks in New York may get $657 million in a settlement with an insurer. It could indemnify the city from future legal action tied to the World Trade Center cleanup. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says on his radio show today the latest settlement is a good one.
This takes care of civilians and uniformed service members. It takes care of the private contractors who were brought in, the men who were hired to work down there.
A judge still has to approve the deal. A hearing is scheduled for today. A string of bombings are reported out of the eastern Pakistani city of Lahore. The first two bombings killed at least 43 people and injured dozens more. We have more on this from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
Military sources say that the two suicide attackers struck within the span of 15 seconds. Their target, according to authorities, was a garrison security force conducting routine patrols of the area known as Lahore's Cantonment. Police say the bombers were on foot when they struck shortly before Friday prayers, guaranteeing that the streets would have been crowded with worshippers. Television images from the scene showed the air thick with smoke and people fleeing in panic. Earlier in the week, the Pakistani Taliban took responsibility for an attack that destroyed a security office used to interrogate high-value suspects in Lahore. The army has carried out a succession of offensives that have dispersed the militants from their strongholds, but as today's attack demonstrates, not deterred them from their violent campaign. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
President Obama's trip to the Pacific next week is delayed with the battle over health care overhaul heating up at home. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the White House's last-minute push to get the votes it needs.
The president was scheduled to leave next Thursday for a six-day swing to visit Guam, Australia, and Indonesia. He had hoped the House would be able to act on the health care bill before his departure. But while the House is making headway on votes on both the bill the Senate passed in December and a second bill that will encompass changes to that bill, a vote won't be possible by Thursday. So now the president will stick around, too, at least until next weekend, to aid in the arm twisting. Once the House passes both bills, the Senate will still have to pass the second bill to complete the process. Lawmakers hope that can happen by the end of the month. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
China's top internet regulator is warning Google today to obey its laws or bear the consequences. It's Beijing's strongest statement yet on the matter, signaling no movement toward a compromise in a dispute over censorship. In January, Google announced plans to stop following Chinese censorship rules and might close its China-based site. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 12 points at 10,624. This is NPR. Germany's top Catholic official is expressing deep regret over an abuse scandal rocking its institutions in that country. As Thomas Marsall reports, Archbishop Robert Zollitsch spoke after talks with Pope Benedict XVI in Rome.
The meeting at the Vatican was supposed to be routine. However, with scores of cases of sexual and physical abuse at German Catholic institutions becoming public since January, it was anything but. Bishop Zollitsch said the Pope had been deeply moved by the accounts of beatings and sexual abuse over the course of decades, including at a boys' choir in southern Germany that was once run by Benedict's older brother. Zollitsch said the Church's goal was to get to the bottom of every case and prevent the abuse from happening again. He asked each victim for forgiveness. The church has been sharply criticized by the German justice minister for how it had previously handled abuse allegations. After first reacting with outrage, church officials are now reviewing their guidelines on dealing with abuse. For NPR News, I'm Thomas Martzall in Berlin.
Votes are still being counted from Iraq's parliamentary elections 5 days ago, and so far, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's coalition is still leading in two provinces, while his closest rival, Ayad Alawi, stays ahead in another two. Clearly a tight race between the two candidates. Toyota's running into more legal trouble. Prosecutors in Orange County, California, are suing the automaker over defective vehicles that they say Toyota knew about but still sold. Toyota recalled more than 6 million vehicles in the U.S. alone because of accelerator and braking problems. Regulators have tied 52 deaths to crashes allegedly caused by the defects. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.